Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So, compute is absolutely the new moat. You've got hyperscalers pouring an incredible $1 trillion into capital expenditure, and they're still hitting capacity walls. OpenAI, for example, is reportedly missing targets not because of a lack of demand, but because they can't get enough compute and power. The strain is so real that Base10, a deployment platform, is now deploying across 18 clouds and 90 clusters just to access enough GPUs. They're seeing uncomfortably high utilization everywhere. And here's the thing. This scarcity means on-demand inference is no longer reliable enough for serious AI products in production. When everyone is fighting for the same GPUs, your pay-as-you-go quotas can throttle, your latency spikes, and suddenly your user-facing SLA is broken at exactly the wrong moment. The serious answer is provisioned throughput, pre-purchased, guaranteed inference capacity with predictable latency. It's moving from optional to mandatory for any product that promises real-time responses or runs an agent loop where each step blocks the next. So for you, maybe try asking founders this week. If hyperscalers are spending $1 trillion and still hitting capacity walls, where does your inference capacity come from when demand spikes? Are you running on shared on-demand quotas, or have you locked in provisioned throughput? How are you thinking about that for your next product launch? Which actually connects to something else I saw this week. Stripe is literally rebuilding its payment systems for the agent economy. Emily Sands from Stripe said LLM traffic to their developer documentation is up 10 times year over year. Machines are now truly first-class users of developer infrastructure. This has a couple of big consequences. First, fraud is changing shape. Emily called it fraudsters stealing compute, which is a very different problem than credit card theft. AI companies are already dropping free trials and blocking virtual cards in response. Free compute, she said, is the new customer acquisition cost. Second, seat-based software as a service pricing is collapsing. She suspects we'll see seat-based pricing disappear entirely. Stripe is also building shared payment tokens so merchants can integrate once and be available to every agentic storefront. This signals a massive shift. For any AI product, you've got pricing flipping from seats to usage and a new kind of abuse to contend with: prompt injection, jailbreaks, and compute theft. Now, speaking of agents, this idea of agents doing more highlights that the base model itself isn't the whole story. The harness is the moat. What I mean is that agent performance is 95% the harness and only 5% the base model. The prompts, the scaffolding, the feedback loops around the model dominate the outcome. Boris Cherney, who created Claude Code, identified 9 common prompting patterns that waste 73% of tokens. Shopify's Mikhail Perikin reinforced this, saying fewer agents with strong critique loops beat many parallel agents on code quality, even at higher latency. What does a good harness look like in practice? It's things like critique loops, where one model drafts and a second model critiques against an explicit rubric, and the first model revises. Two passes almost always beat one giant prompt. It's also structured input and output at every step, with JSON in, JSON out, and schemas validated. No free text chains. And it's eval-driven development. Every prompt change gets scored against a held-out test set before it ships, because vibes-based prompting is how teams burn 73% of their tokens. Critically, these inner loops of the harness need provisioned throughput because they're sequential. Each step blocks the next. On-demand quotas can turn a 4-second loop into a 40-second loop the moment traffic spikes. So the question for founders becomes, if the model is a commodity, where is your moat? Walk me through your critique loop, your eval set, and your inference reliability story, because that's where the next 10 times in product quality is hiding. And this all connects to what we're seeing in the market around valuations. Did you see that xAI is reportedly acquiring Cursor for about $60 billion and Anthropic is trading at $1 trillion in secondary markets? The structural read on Cursor is fascinating. They have revenue, but shitty gross margins because they need their own model and compute. xAI has compute and a model, but no revenue. It was a marriage made in heaven, as one investor put it, essentially compute as acquisition currency. This really highlights that enterprises increasingly need an agent fabric they can trust, an orchestration layer that manages all the agents running across their stack. And this is precisely what the Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform, what you might have known as Vertex AI, is built for. It's designed for this exact workflow founders are converging on. We offer provisioned throughput for Gemini, letting founders pre-purchase guaranteed inference capacity with predictable latency. This is the answer to, where does my capacity come from when demand spikes? It's the difference between an agent loop that responds in 4 seconds every time and one that drifts to 40 seconds under load. Our agent builder and agent engine provide the orchestration primitives for those critique loops, multi-step reasoning chains, and tool calling patterns I just mentioned. You don't have to hand roll the harness. The platform handles state, retries, evaluation hooks, and observability. Model Garden lets teams pick the right model for each role in that loop. A frontier Gemini for the critique step, a smaller Gemma for the cheap drafting step. The harness pattern requires multi-model flexibility, and Model Garden gives you that without replatforming. Replit, for example, specifically uses Gemini for their price-performance-sensitive tasks, at one point sending more tokens to Google than to Anthropic. And for the new abuse surface Stripe highlighted, Model Armor screens prompts and model responses for prompt injection, jailbreaks, sensitive data leakage, and abuse patterns before they consume inference tokens. It directly addresses that compute theft problem. Security Command Center Enterprise then extends that same posture management across the rest of the stack. It feels like we're really seeing the shift from biggest model wins to best harness wins playing out in the market right now. And your choice of platform is becoming critical to enable that, giving founders both compute economics and model optionality with Gemini and Anthropic on one platform. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.